Notes and Sketches of New South Wales during a residence in that colony from 1839 to 1844, written by Louisa Ann Meredith, narrated by Amy Soakes. Introduction to the Illustrated Colonial Australia series. My name is Amy, and I'm an audiobook narrator. As I write this, I'm sitting on the dividing line between two important years. It's New Year's Eve in the year 2020, a year many people will be very happy to farewell, since it brought such devastation in the form of the outbreak of the coronavirus, COVID-19, across the globe. I count myself extremely fortunate to be far away from known hotspots, for I am in Australia, that southern hemisphere continent whose vast landmass is mostly uninhabited, apart from populated areas that cling near its green perimeter between white sandy beaches, delta plains, coastal hinterlands and ranges. This year, here in Australia, we were glad our wide brown land lived up to two of its nicknames, because being the island continent has meant that in 2020, Australia truly was the lucky country, our relative isolation proving invaluable in a year of communicable disease outbreak. Never before have I been so grateful to be far away from the more heavily populated, more famous travel destinations of the world. In my 2020 isolation, I've had the pleasure of reading a number of classic Australian books, several written over a century ago. It's been fascinating to hear about landscapes and landmarks well known to me, described as they were so long ago. It's been a joy to read descriptions of animals, architecture, vocations and customs, all so new at the time to those describing them, and many so familiar to us now. Learning of the hardships suffered and joys celebrated in our nation's early days of colonisation, as well as hearing those early settlers' impressions of the Aboriginal people and their customs, has been both enthralling and informative. So much so that on this cusp of a new year of hope, I've set myself the goal of bringing several of these classic Australian works of literature to audiobook form, with companion e-books showcasing appropriate illustrations from the era in which these books were written. For two of these books, it will be the first time they will be commercially available in audio. As we say goodbye to 2020 and welcome in 2021 with hopes for a brighter global future, it seems fitting to look back on times gone by and how others have come through the trials presented to them. Life is both fleeting and fragile. We should not take it for granted and must grasp it firmly with both hands, and live to cram in as much adventure and kindness and understanding and knowledge as we can. Beyond entertainment, books are an avenue to knowledge and understanding, able to place us immediately into another's terrain, to experience both their external environment and their internal lives, including the thoughts and ideas which make each of us unique. And so I sit on the brink of 2021, And so I sit on the brink of 2021, hopeful that I can bring three important books to audio in the coming year. The first is Notes and Sketches of New South Wales during a residence in that colony from 1839 to 1844 by Louisa Ann Meredith. This is a remarkable account of a well-to-do English woman's experience of life in Australia, beginning with her four-month sea journey from England through her first few years living in the fledgling city of Sydney and its surrounds. The contrast of now and then through the eyes of this erudite woman's descriptions is particularly fascinating to anyone familiar with the areas described. Observations including Sydney's Hyde Park devoid of trees and sporting only a well from which many houses were supplied water, hundreds of black cockatoos seen on a journey through the uninhabited country from the Domain to South Head, and a rugged trip over the Blue Mountains to Bathurst, cannot fail to fascinate anyone familiar with this territory. Louisa gives her opinions of convicts were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?